This is Voice of Korea.
This is Voice of Korea.
Thank you.
Пишем мире хорош, чтобы первый чем-то мире.
Commander of the Korean People's Army, Kim Jong-un, urgently convened an operational meeting concerning the implementation of the fire striking task of the specific rocket force of the Korean People's Army and finalized the fire striking plan. The U.S. Intelligence addressed its movements for violating the sovereignty of the DPRK and the supreme interests of the country have entered a serious phase. Despite repeated warnings, the U.S. Intelligence, in addition to the dispatch of the B-52 nuclear strategic bombers to the sky of South Korea, has sent 10 strategic bombers, B-2A-UPs, in the White Man Air Base in Missouri on the U.S. mainland, and other strategic striking means anew to the sky of the South Korean region on March 28th for the first time in history. They went so far as to commit dangerous provocations, openly conducting ground target striking drills aimed at the PRK. This shows that the brigand aggressive ambition of the U.S. imperialists to confront us to the end has reached the extreme, landing a deaf ear to the meaningful warning of our revolutionary armed forces made public through the statement of the Supreme Commander of the Korean People's Army, dated March 26. Concerning the crucial situation, Marshal Kim Jong-un urgently convened the operational meeting on implementation of the fire-striking task of the strategic rocket force of the Korean People's Army at the Supreme Command at 0:30 on March 29. Present at the meeting was Hyun Young-sung, Chief of the General Staff of the Korean People's Army, Lee Young-gil, Director of the Operational Department, Kim Young-sul, Director of the General Reconnaissance Department, and Kim Rak-yong, Commander of the Strategic Rocket Force. At the meeting, respecting Supreme Commander Kim Jong-un personal report on enemy situation related to the character of action of the nuclear striking means of the U.S. imperialist aggressive forces Western Army General Kim Jong-sol, Deputy Chief of the General Staff and Director of the General Reconnaissance Department. He also received a report on the technical conditions of the strategic striking means of the Army from Army Lieutenant General Kim Jong-sol, in command of the Strategic Rocket Force, and made a crucial decision. He said it has been considered that in view of the prevailing situation, it is time to settle total accounts with the U.S. Imperialists. He said if the U.S. Imperialists bring huge strategic force and recklessly open fire, we should indiscriminately strike their hangout U.S. mainland, as well as all the bases of the U.S. Imperialist advanced forces in Hawaii, the Guam Islands, and other operational districts in the Pacific, and bases of the U.S. forces in South Korea. He examined and finalized the fire-striking plan of the strategic rocket force. Dispatch to the Supreme Commander Kim Jong-un said the dispatch of B-2A self-destructive bombers to South Korean sky in succession by the U.S. Imperialists shows once again that their hostilities against the DPRK have entered a reckless stage of action beyond the stage of mere threat and blackmail. He said the dispatch is not a mere demonstration of armed forces in defiance to a strong stance, but ultimately to trigger off a nuclear war in the Korean Peninsula, and stressed the need to put a definite end to time when the U.S. imperialists threaten and blackmail us with nukes. He said our revolutionary armed forces would answer the nuclear blackmail of the U.S. imperialists with a merciless nuclear attack and the aggressive war with a total war of justice. The Supreme Commander Kim Jong-un instructed the strategic rockets of the army to be prepared to open fire to strike the U.S. mainland and the bases of the U.S. imperialist aggressive forces in Hawaii, Guam Islands, and other operational districts in the Pacific, and the bases of the U.S. forces in South Korea at any moment, and finalize the plan of the technical preparation process of the strategic rocket. He said the enemy is bringing dark clouds of nuclear war, testing our patience, and resolutely announced that we cannot tolerate any longer and ordered everything be blown up and burned to ashes with a first strike. He said, at this moment, sir, the brave officers and men of the People's Army and entire people express burning indignation at the adventurous war movements of the U.S. imperialists and hardening their will to turn out in the death-defying resistance against the enemy to wait for the final order of the party center. He stressed that our army will not remain indifferent to the frantic aggressive movements of the U.S. imperialists, but do everything in their power to defend the destiny of the country and nation. Noting that it is a truth confirmed by history that nobody in the world can check the people, that there is not for a just cause, he emphasized that if an undesirable war breaks out again on this land due to the unpardonable hysterics of the U.S. imperialists, they will face an ignominious defeat, and the great Korean nation will greet a bright new day of national reunification.
The Korean Army and the Peking will demonstrate their resolute will for countermeasures with practical military action. Statement of the Supreme Command of the Korean People's Army. Despite the repeated warnings of our army and the people, the nuclear war exercises of the United States and Hancock are conducted at the stage of real war beyond the danger line. On March 20th, it's true, the United States suddenly sent a formation of the nuclear strategic bomber B-52 at the end of an air base on the Guam Island into the sky of South Korea around 8 a.m. and conducted an intensive practical nuclear striking exercise aimed at imaginary objects in the depths of the DPRK from around 11:50 while opening it to the public. Synchronizing with it, it instigated the South Korean conservative media to introduce the process of the operations to kill Osama bin Laden, which happened in 2010. According to the open announcement of the operational plan of the South Korea-U.S. combined forces, it involves a vicious operational plan to do harm to the dignity of our Supreme Leadership with the murderous striking means and methods of the U.S. Imperial Progressive Forces and the South Korean Cops Army. What here, they say that their operation to do harm to the dignity of our Supreme Leadership has no problem in military techniques, and even at present, they are keeping precision watch of all our actions concerned and blare that now is the time to enforce what seems to be most foolishly, not to fancy one. Possibly losing the sanction of the worship team and that the dean, and shifting the responsibility to the Jensen Island Shilling on trust as trader Linian Bakit, the present South Korean authorities plotted that they plan to make a precision missile strike on the bronze statues of generalist Moon Kim Il-sung and Kim Jong-il in Pyongyang and all other parts of the DPRG, if a local provocation of the same character occurs. They go so far as to say, like a senseless puppy of new deer, that they have already made even the list of priority of removal based on a specific analysis of their position, sizes, and features. All these movements show that the anti-GPRK hostile acts of the United States, the South Korean puppets, and all other followers going on under the pretext of a man-made with a satellite launch and underground nuclear test have entered the stage of reckless action during the stage of threat and black media. The seriousness of the situation lies in the fact that such reckless movements coincide with the resolution on sanctions against the DPRK, invented by the United States, which is developing into an action of high intensity in the cross-territorial nexus with all hostile forces. Considering the present prevailing situation, the Supreme Command of the Korean People's Army declares the following final decision of our armed people at home and abroad. First, our armed people will demonstrate their resolute will for countermeasures to defend the sovereignty and supreme dignity of the country with practical military action. There is limited passion. It is a definite conclusion we found that we can no longer remain indifferent to the serious reality in which the sovereignty and supreme dignity of the country are ruthlessly infringed upon and the U.S. nuclear threat and blackmail developed into action of real war. From this moment, the Supreme Command of the Korean People's Army will put on combat duty number one all the field artillery groups, including strategic rocket units and long-distance artillery units, which have the task to strike the bases of the U.S. imperialist aggressive forces in the U.S. mainland and the Pacific military operation regions, including Hawaii and Guam Islands, and all enemy targets in and around South Korea. Second, the strongest will of our army will be shown with official action, the present hostile soldiers of the South Korea too, who are dancing to the tune of the massive military policy towards the DPRK. They would not be a single daydream if they think they would have a chance to strike what they call thought and punish the so-called supporting and commanding force. They must bear in mind that everything will be blown up and reduced to ashes at the first moment of our strike. It is the unshakable stand of our armed people not to allow the present chief executive to follow in the footsteps of the traitorous acts of the former ruler, who ruptured the inter-Korean relations and arrested the road of peace and prosperity for 5 years. Third, we call on the progressive humankind of the world who oppose war and love peace to turn out as one in the struggle against the high-handedness and arbitrariness of the brigandish United States. Injustice committed by big powers with great military might is not by no means justice. The resolution of the UN Security Council too, if it loses its aim, is reduced to injustice and becomes international crime, spinning against the trend of the time. Injustice is temporary and the flame is bound to be put out. The justice is everlasting and the flame to be flaring up. We call on the world conscience not blindly follow them, but actively join our armed people in their struggle to defend independence and justice. Victory is on the side of our armed people who have turned out to defend the sovereignty and the justice and peace-loving progressive humankind of the world. Supreme Command of the Korean People's Army, March 26, TK 102 or 2013. The DPRK government, political parties and organizations issued a special statement on the Friday, representing the final decision made by respected Marshal Kim Jong-un at the powwow of the Supreme Command of the Korean People's Army and the unanimous will of the army and the people who are waiting for the final order of the Supreme Commander. The statement said, From this moment, the inter-Korean relations are put in the wartime state, and accordingly, all the issues between the North and the South will be dealt with in keeping with the wartime state. Under the condition that the Korean Revolutionary Armed Forces have started practical military action, the inter-Korean relations have been automatically put in the wartime state. Accordingly, any provocative acts of hurting our dignity and sovereignty, even little, between the North and the South, would be ruthlessly punished by immediate and drastic physical action without notice. If the United States and the South Korean puppets make a military provocation to trigger off a war on the North in any region, either on the five islands on the West Sea or an area along the military demarcation line, it will not be restricted to a local war, but developed into total war, nuclear war. The first strike of our revolutionary armed forces will destroy the U.S. mainland, the basis of the U.S. imperialist aggressive forces in the operational district of the Pacific, including Hawaii and the Palm Islands, scotch the Blue House and ruling organs and military bases of South Korea, as well as the U.S. military bases in South Korea simultaneously, and burn down the aggressors and provokers to ashes, to the last man. We'll never miss the golden chance, but win the final victory in the great war for national reunification. This sacred war of justice will be a nationwide all-people resistance of the entire fellow countrymen in the North and the South. In the resistance, such a traitors to the nation as vicious confrontation maniacs, warmongers, and shameless scums will be mercilessly mowed down. The Korean nation will wake up its blush, pent up century after century, and realize its cherished desire and bring a brilliant moon of national reunification and build a prosperous power on this land, the statement says.
평양 City Army People Meeting was held at the Kim Square on Friday to support a statement of the Supreme Command of the Korean People's Army and win victory in the final battle of the all-people resistance against the aggressors, including the U.S. imperialists and the South Korean traitors. Present at the meeting were officials of the party and government institutions, public organizations, ministries and national agencies, institutions of science, education, literature and arts, public health and the press. Officers and men of the Korean People's Army and the Korean People's Internal Security Forces, and officials, working people, teachers and students of different echelons of institutions, industrial establishments, farms, universities and colleges in Pyongyang. The rostrum was taken by Kim Young-nam, Choi Young-min, and other senior officials of the party, state and army, chairperson of a friendly party, officials of the party and government institutions, the cabinet, working people's organizations, ministries and national agencies, commanding officers of the Worker Peasant Radicals, and exemplary notorious persons. The seats of honored guests were taken by overseas Koreans staying in the Socialist Homeland and the representative of the Pyongyang mission of the South Korean Anti-Imperialist National Democratic Front. Invited to the meeting were foreign diplomatic representatives and military officials in Korea and other foreign guests. The statement of the Supreme Command of the Korean People's Army was read out and speeches were made. The speaker said, after hearing the statement of the Supreme Command of the Korean People's Army and the news that respected the Supreme Command of Kim Jong-un convened an urgent operation meeting on the Korean People's Army strategic rocket forces performance of task for firepower strike and finalized the firepower plan, the Korean Army and people have entered a general battle with the aggressors provocateurs, with a result for a thousandfold revenge on the U.S. imperialists and the South Korean traitors. They stressed that with the conviction that they would win under the leadership of Marshal Kim Jong-un, they would resolutely defend the headquarters of the revolution. And if the U.S. imperialists and the South Korean warmongers bring dark clouds of a nuclear war to this land, they would not miss the golden chance, but extinguish all the enemy, lest there should remain even a man to sign an instrument of surrender. The meeting was followed by a mass demonstration.
The General Association of Koreans in China published the much issued written magazine, Pekto Hala. The magazine carried a photograph of respected Marshal Kim Jong-un, Supreme Commander of the Korean People's Army, inspecting the Wonsan Island Defense Detachment in outsourcing the hotel's food on the western front, with the premium island within human distance. It carried the letter of special thanks sent by the Central Military Commission of the Workers' Party of Korea and the National Defense Commission of the DPRK to the scientists, technicians, workers, and officials in the field of defense science and soldier building, who had successfully ensured the food underground nuclear test, and several items of news of the homeland and international news.
Choi Young-min, Premier of the Cabinet of the DPRK, made a field survey of work in various fields of North Jinan province. He learned in detail about production, technical updating, and farming preparation. Going round the Yangtze Clearing Factory, the Changsan Kerpoti Farm in Gyeongsang County, and others. He convened consultative meetings discussing measures to perfect the production processes in conformity with the demand of the prevailing situation on the spot.
National basketball games of agricultural workers were held in Pyongyang to celebrate the Day of the Sun, the birth anniversary of President Kim Il-sung. Present at the games that opened on the 26th were male and female basketballers of 24 teams from Pyongyang City and all provinces. The games were held on the knockout basis. Citations, trophy banners, and cups and medals were awarded to the excellent teams and players at the closing ceremony held in the gymnasium of Kim Il-sung University on the 29th.
Korean Recovery Center for Handicapped Children opened on Friday. Present at the opening ceremony were officials concerned, educators, and handicapped children of the center and parents. The opening address was followed by speeches. The speaker said the center is a cradle for the handicapped children who grow up happily under the benefits of the socialist public health system. The participants looked around the center.
An annual general meeting of the Olympic Committee of the DPRK was held on the 28th. Present at the meeting were members of the committee and officials of sports and other sectors concerned. The meeting summed up the work of the committee in CK 101 or 2012 and discussed the orientation of health for CK 102 or 2013 to bring about a great change in sports of the country. The spokesman for the Central Special Zone Development General Guidance Bureau issued a press statement on Saturday. The press statement said, under the provision that the armistice agreement was completely nullified and the wartime state traded, the inter-Korean military communications were cut off. Because of this, South Korean's entry into the Gyeongsang Industrial Zone is extremely dangerous, and the prospect of the zone is totally unpredictable. However, the South Korean targets and red tail media and hip riders concerning the harder trip into the zone released such a senseless remark that the North cannot do anything with the zone, as it is the source of its supporting currency, and it shows the true faces of the North. We feel they do so far as to seriously slander our dignity. Although we stop the entry of South Koreans into the zone and shattered the zone itself even more, the South Korean traders have nothing to see. Nevertheless, we keep ourselves under control, considering that the livelihood of the South Korean medium and small firms depends on the work in the Gyeongsang Industrial Zone. And if you shoot up the zone at once, their business will go to bankruptcy, and the employees of these firms be jobless. If the South Korean puppets cause this or death concerning the difficulty run industrial zone and attempt to hurt our dignity even a little, we'll needlessly shoot up the zone at once, the press statement warns.
The Socialist Party of Romania recently opened its website to introduce the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. Vasile Orleanu, chairman of the Supreme Council of the Socialist Party of Romania, said the opening of the website is aimed at giving wide publicity to the events taking place in the DPRK and its successes in the building of an economic giant. The purpose of the website is to give a correct understanding of the DPRK as regards the movements of the West against the DPRK and make contribution to developing the relations between the European countries and the DPRK, Vasile Orleanu stressed.
The South Korean organization, People for Peace and Reunification, made public a statement on the 25th, indemnization of the deliberate acts of the European terrorists and the South Korean military to make out a new war plan to invade the North.
The U.S. imperialists on the 28th sent DTA self-strategic bombers to the sky of South Korea and staged a ground target striking exercise aimed at the DPRK. That day, two bombers flew from the White Man Air Base in Missouri State in the U.S. mainland to the sky of the 6th of firing range on the Sea of Kunshan, North Jeolla Province, and dropped bombs all over southern. The U.S. imperialist war hawks deployed the Guam Island B-52 strategic bomber in South Korea. Earlier, on the 26th, the bomber had been involved in an exercise of dropping nuclear bombs on the DPRK.
The 11th Mechanized Infantry Division of the South Korean Army announced a plan to stage a large-scale field mobile tactical exercise involving ship troops as well as tanks, armored cars, and other offensive units in the area of the South Korean Gangwon Province between April the 1st and the 5th.
Voice of Russia on the 27th exposed the anti-DPRK movements of the South Korean puppets, who are crazy for confrontation with fellow countrymen, still linking the case of the sunk warship Chunan to the DPRK. And that's the end of the news, read by Kim Jong-up and Cha Jong-nam. This is Voice of Korea.
The Daily Rodong Shinmun ran a commentary on Saturday under the title, "They Will Learn What the Real Strike Is Like." The commentary said, in the commanding address issued on the occasion of the third anniversary of the sinking of the warship Chunan on March 26th, South Korean Defense Minister Kim Jong-un called for thorough preparedness and strong punishment, talking about unchanged attitude and possibility of practical provocation of the North. Earlier, he turned up on the Premier Island and said to the soldiers that in case of the provocation of the North, they should strike his force and supporters, according to the principle of the striking first and reporting later, and attack even the commanding force with the help of armed units. The chiefs of the staff of the air and naval forces showed up at the units under their charge and released such bellicose remarks as priority attack and punishment. Such outbursts are precisely a declaration of war on us and an act of lighting the face of a nuclear war on the Korean Peninsula. The arms of Mount Baekdu, ready for the final battle, loaded with annihilating wheels, will show the good taste of nuclear strikes to the megalomaniacs who try to hurt us with the backing of the masters. The chief is effective in the Blue House shall pay for letting such vicious, bellicose elements as Kim Jong-un stay in office and instigating them to confrontation with us. That was the commentary under the title, "They Will Learn What the Real Strike Is Like," published in the Daily Rodong Shinmun on Saturday. This is Voice of Korea. Business, we inform you that from 3 hours to UTC on March 31st, 2013, the English language service of Voice of Korea from the DPRK will broadcast on the following changes hours and frequencies. For Europe, between 14 and 14 hours UTC, between 15 and 16 hours UTC, between 18 and 19 hours UTC, and between 21 and 22 hours UTC, on 14,760 kHz and 15,245 kHz. For North America, between 13 and 14 hours UTC, and between 15 and 16 hours UTC, on 9,435 kHz and 11,710 kHz. And for Northeast Asia, between 4 and 5 hours UTC, and between 6 and 7 hours UTC, on 7,220 kHz, 9,445 kHz, and 9,730 kHz. Dear listeners, we inform you that from 3 hours UTC on March 31st, 2013, the English language service of Voice of Korea from from the PHRC will broadcast on the following changes hours and frequencies. For Europe, between 13 and 14 hours UTC, between 15 and 16 hours UTC, between 18 and 19 hours UTC, and between 21 and 22 hours UTC. On 13,760 kHz and 15,245 kHz. For North America, between 13 and 14 hours UTC and between 15 and 16 hours UTC on 9,435 kHz and 11,710 kHz. And for Northeast Asia, between 4 and 5 hours UTC and between 6 and 7 hours UTC on 7,220 kHz, 9,445 kHz, and 9,730 kHz. We've just informed you of the changed hours and frequencies which will be used from March 31st, 2013. Do you enjoy your name, Carlos of the State of the Carlos? Long live the Rupert Study of Korea.
Look at the firm will of the Korean army and people with a series of resolute defense of the leader. A song is ringing, representing the resolute will for countermeasures of the Korean army and people burning with indignation and revenge. Our wipers are the precious swords of revolution taken by 10 million. We hold up the rifles sharpened by the wheel of malfaction. Our rifles will not forgive those who impinge upon the dignity of Korea. Not only the servicemen, but also all the Korean people are waiting for an order for a sacred war for national reunification. The U.S. imperialists fabricated so-called resolutions on sanctions against the DPRK in succession under the pretext of its peaceful satellite launch and self-defensive underground nuclear test, and went so far as to conduct large-scale nuclear war exercises. The White House, which often cried for peace, has revealed its despicable nature. The nuclear war exercises conducted by the U.S. imperialists together with the South Korean parties are aimed at the supreme headquarters of Korea. The warmongers release outbursts that they would make missile strike on the bronze statues of the great leaders General Lee Moon, Kim Il-sung and Kim Jong-il, and monuments to immortality and praise for the leaders erected in Pyongyang and all other parts of the country. Upon the statement of the Supreme Command of the Korean People's Army, the army men and people expressed indignation at the U.S. imperialists. Really indignant. How dare to conduct military exercises aimed at our supreme headquarters?
How can they remove the sun in the world? Idiot.
The U.S. imperialists and their followers are quite ignorant of the Koreans. General Lee Moon, Kim Il-sung and Kim Jong-il, symbol of the powerful Pakistan nation, devoted themselves to the happiness of the country and people, wholly responsible for their destiny and future. That is why the Korean army and people follow them forever, regarding them as eternal leaders. Progressive humanity also respects General Lee Moon, Kim Il-sung and Kim Jong-il as the greatest of great men, and these their bronze statues and pay boundless respect to them during their visit to Pyongyang. The U.S. imperialist blasphemy setting up such feelings of reverence of the Korean people and the progressive humanity is little different from the declaration of war on Korea. For decades can never pardon such reckless acts. Our arms are for the forces of Scotland and people, and represent invariable firm will of the army and people to defend the great General Lee Moon, Kim Il-sung and Kim Jong-il, and respected Marshal Kim Jong-un at the risk of their lives.
Some time ago, respected Marshal Kim Jong-un said, the enemy should be totally wiped out, lest anyone should sign an instrument of the surrender. All our army and the people will become the fortress and shield to resolutely defend the supreme headquarters, hold the front too, and sweep away the aggressors from this land, nay, from the ears of God and all.
If the Supreme Commander Kim Jong-un gives an order, I'll become a nuclear bomb to destroy the citadel of the enemy to pieces. Are the ever-victorious lightning to annihilate the enemy. We sharpen our rifles to guarantee the future of our powerful country. Our rifles will not forgive those who stand in the way of the cause of the general. The Soviet imperialists should clearly know that the right to preemptive attack is not their monopoly. A self-defensive nuclear armed force that can strike anyone who dares to insult the dignity of the supreme leadership of Korea are waiting for the order of retaliation every moment. Now the world conscience will see and hear the fireworks of the final victory Korea lets off after formally defending the dignity of its supreme leadership and building a reunified, prosperous nation on this land. Listening to musical account under the title, look at the firm will of the Korean army and people with the spirit of resolute defense of the leader. This is Voice of Korea.
Those who hope our sovereignty will go to the hell. Now all the Korean people express great indignation at the news that the United States instigated the UN Security Council to adopt resolutions on sanctions under the pretext of the self-defense of the third underground nuclear test of the DPRK and is conducting nuclear war exercises with the mobilization of the South Korean puppets and even the armed forces of the satellite states. Candidate academician Professor and Dr. Lee Yong-hong, researcher at the History Institute of the Academy of Social Sciences, has this to say.
지난 3월 7일 미국을 주도해 유엔 안전보장 이사회는 우리의 제3차 지하 핵실험을 공조
The US-led UN Security Council adopted another resolution on sanctions against the DPRK under the pretext of its third underground nuclear test. As the US and Chinese grossly violated our legitimate right to satellite launch and are escalating their moves to suffocate the DPRK, we could not but take such a self-defensive measure as the underground nuclear test. So, the nuclear test is a legitimate exercise of sovereignty, which cannot be commanded. This notwithstanding, the U.S. imperialists instigated the UN Security Council to adopt another resolution on sanctions, which shows their malignant plot to obliterate our sovereignty. Now in South Korea, the U.S. imperialist aggressive forces, the South Korean War Force, and the armed forces of the satellite states of the U.S. imperialists are conducting powder-reaching nuclear war exercises. It shows that the U.S. imperialist sanctions against the DPRK go beyond their character and develop an aggressive act accompanied by military aggression. Now, the U.S. imperialists and the South Korean puppets persist in reckless war movements against us. It is a silly attempt to repeat the history of repeated miserable defeat. It is proven by their past history of defeat. In the 1950s, the U.S. imperialists provoked a war to conquer the DPRK with the mobilization of the South Korean Sunmanmi puppet fleet and machineries of the satellite fleet. But they only defeated them. The U.S. imperialists on the flagship Pueblo incident, an EC-121 large biplane incident, also ended with their surrender. In the 1990s, they ran amok to conquer us while talking about the brigandish nuclear inspection, calming up the situation. In the end, they had to sign the DPRK-USA agreed framework, and the U.S. president sent even a letter of assurance to us. In the new century too, the U.S. imperialists and the South Korean puppets experienced only disgraceful defeat. The U.S. imperialists and the South Korean puppets frantically persisting in North Korean war movements, oblivious of the lesson of history, will drink a bitter cup. We've been listening to public comments under the title, "Those who hate our sovereignty will go to the hell." This is Voice of Korea. Here is the question, yes. The dear home in my native village.
Thank you. dear listeners.
With this, we conclude the English language service of Voice of Korea from the Democratic People's Republic of Korea.
Voice of Korea presents its English language service for Europe between 13 and 14 hours UTC, between 15 and 16 hours UTC, between 18 and 19 hours UTC, and between 21 and 22 hours UTC on 13,760 kHz and 15,245 kHz. For North America, between 13 and 14 hours UTC and between 15 and 16 hours UTC on 9,435 kHz and 11,710 kHz. And for Northeast Asia, between 4 and 5 hours UTC and between 6 and 7 hours UTC on 7,220 kHz, 9,445 kHz and 9,730 kHz. Goodbye, this is Pyongyang.